Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, live here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're broadcasting live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to all the sport fishing boats, right where the American Angler and everybody just docks right here in the hub of Southern California sport fishing in San Diego here. Captain Brian Kiyohara and Lori are here from the American Angler talking fishing and having a good old time.
This
right?
is great. Yeah, what these a great are show. These are just some of my most favorite people, and I love that. Like the it's so not an act with these two too. You can tell like their passion and love for both this business and for fishing in general. It's very genuine, and I really enjoy having these guys on the show because they like talking about it as much as I do, and this is a lot of fun, and we want to hear from you. If you want to talk some fishing with us, give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup. Not only are we talking American Angler and talking all this great fishing, we are also giving away such a killer prize. Again, if you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, a handmade Anza fillet knife. Those fabulous knives from Anza, high carbon steel, holds a great edge, very easy to sharpen, and a very high-end tool, you know, the type of thing you're going to have around for the rest of your lifetime, courtesy of our great friends over at Anza Knives. A great prize and a great opportunity. And hey, not only that, we're talking fishing. We're going to talk about what's biting out there because it is time for the catch report today. Our fishdope.com report today is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com. Let's start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Brian, Lori. Great show.
Morning.
Here.
Morning.
So, our midsummer season, guys, it's looking so tasty. We've got incredible opportunity in multiple areas. Being with all the bigger gamesters around, I'm going to start right here close to home on the famous Huntington Flats. They've kind of been waking up a little bit, finally. A little bit of barracuda around, some sand bass around, you know, and it's not hardly wide open. It's definitely not that, but you can pull adrift on the bird schools and the meter marks out there and catch some nice fish. Barracuda on the iron, sand bass on the plastic, man, it's just fun stuff. And if you drift a mackerel along the bottom, you get a shot at a whopper halibut. There's been some just real tankers here the last couple of weeks. One over 50 here this past week.
Ooh, wow.
The real deal. At Catalina, guys, lots of yellows still around, scattered on all the major structure spots, both frontside and backside. But some of the best is on the bait grounds, backside east off the V's there in the Palisades like that, 14 to 18 fathoms. Good, great yellows and a sprinkle of sea bass and some big halibut mixed in, make for some good trophy fish in there. A lot of that's right there, you know, in the gray, in the real early morning hours. It's over by 8 o'clock or so, but it's been pretty good fishing, more than what you're hearing about. Yeah, Clemente, it's really been steady fishing for the good gray yellows over there on the front in the cove, which has probably got a million boats on it this weekend, and up the back all the way to the west end proper there. It's been all holding, but for whatever reason, it was a little tougher there yesterday. Hopefully that bounces back. But here's an interesting tidbit from a few days back. There was a nice great yellowfin tuna caught right up against the island, mixed in with some yellowtail there. So hopefully we see some of that yellowfin like we've seen the past years right at Clemente. It's kind of like Guadalupe North sometimes. So we'll see what happens.
That'd be cool.
It gets to be pretty good some years, but, you know, not so much last year. The year before was really good. Offshore, that amazing bite you guys been talking about, man, it just keeps rolling along. That good grade yellowfin and bluefin both is a huge spread of fish from like outside the 302 across the 43, below the 43, all the way out way to the west from there. There's fish scattered out to the 381 and then below the 81 and 86 off Clemente there is where it's been really good the past couple of days there. That sector's just got all that tuna fish, yellows on kelps, occasional dorado mixed in, and maybe even a marlin. So overall, guys, I mean, this season is definitely shaping up, especially offshore, to be one of the best ever. And, man, it is time to go fishing.
And it's still only July, right, Mark?
It's only July. That's the crazy part about what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, it's just getting tuned up here. So
it's the best yet to come, do you think?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Give this stuff, you know, another month or two to get organized, and then after Labor Day, all the boats go home, and we just got the whole place to ourselves and all those fish stacked up. You got to love it.
We'll see about that for sure. Hey, and, of course, fishdope.com. Danny, Jeff, and the boys have been doing such a phenomenal job keeping people on the fish. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Keep track of where the water temps are good, where the boats are, where you need to be to go fishing, where the fish are, most importantly. Fishdope.com, $20 off using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find you for the world's best bait tanks, Mark?
Thanks, buddy. We're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger, right there by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, I'm telling you what, we have been so busy in the store. It's just awesome. Between all the good fishing and people having a little extra time to go fishing with this crazy stuff going on, it's been a hell of a summer.
That's good. Well,
glad
cool,
to hear
Mark.
That.
Good to hear from you. Great to hear what's going on at the Pacific Edge, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. While we continue our catch card, I got to remind you, 1 week from today, it's happening. It's going to be our remote broadcast, our San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast, August 1st, 1 week from today, at North County Ford and Vista. And the one only huge American Angler fan, Ken Corwin from Ken Custom Reels, will be there. It's his annual visit with us up there at his neck of the woods,
right?
At North County Ford and Vista there. And you have a chance to qualify for that grand prize by either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on the Searcher limited load 8-day trip in November. Of course, Searcher and Art and Celia are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and of course that's prime time for Guadalupe, the Ridge, and more. You can also win a trip on a Blackjack. That's a great 4- or 6-pack boat courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO on Hydros Foul weather gear, Shimano rods, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's going to be a lot of giveaways too, just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. And we'll see you 1 week from today, Saturday, August 1st, at North County Ford in Vista. It's just off Highway 78 at Vista Village Drive. And while we're waiting for Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, he's probably on the phone taking a reservation or something like that right now. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Mitch? And Mitch is calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mitch. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great show, as always. I got a general question. Last year, I caught up some yellowfin on the Seaforth on the day trip, and one was about 25 pounds, and I hooked them on 20-pound test. That thing kicked my butt. I was wondering if anybody's catching the big tuna, if they're complaining about wearing a mask, if it affects their breathing or stamina or whatever. I don't know if anybody... Are they complaining about that, or do you let them take them off?
No, there hasn't been any complaints, you know, because, you know, like right now with this kind of June gloom and July going on, it's fairly cool on the ocean. And so wearing a mask and stuff while pulling on a fish really hasn't been that big a deal because it's about the freshest air that anybody's going to get.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like our guys were some of the easier to adopt the mask thing just because the face buff for sun protection reasons has really been commonplace for the last few years. I remember Bill Shedd talking about that with AFCO years ago when they started coming out with the face mask and all the shirts that had the hoods on them. And he said the same thing that, you know, in Florida, like, this replaced the ball cap. And I remember, like, kind of almost half laughing it off, like, well, that'll never be a thing out here. And now, I mean, even pre-COVID times, everybody wears a face mask or a buff of some kind. So I
protect you from the sun.
Yeah,
so
totally
it's like double duty. You get protection from the sun, and you protect yourself and others for, while we're at it. It's a great thing to have.
I just think our guys were just able to adapt to it a whole lot easier. It was already pretty commonplace, and you know, you weren't the oddball if you were on the boat with that, you know, face mask pulled up around your neck, you know. And so, yeah, I think it just carried over. It's been really easy.
Skin cancer.
Totally.
Yeah.
Down on the bridge, too, it's even cooler wearing a face mask. The guys put it underneath fresh water in the bathroom, and it's not... They wet it up and they put it out, and the breeze hits them. It's nice and cool.
What's really great is if you have a little bucket of ice and you throw that thing in ice and it's real hot out. Oh, man. That's a good way to cool off for sure. And protect, right?
Yep. Good call.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Let's continue on with our catch port. Head on over to C4th Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Fantastic. A little bit of fishing going on at C4th right now?
Yeah, it's like it never stopped. We must be in the middle of summer or something here. Some great fishing going on. Still catching those big bluefin and yellowfin there. We're not talking about the big, you know, 150 or 200 we saw earlier in the year there, but consistently in that 20 to 50-pound range there. Some big yellowfin in the mix also. Still some yellowtail being caught on those overnight trips, the full-day trips still picking away. A little tougher for them the last few days, but that's normal for bluefin, and again, catching 13 bluefin on a full day is still pretty good feat there. So great fishing all around there. The half-day trips, seeing a little shift there. The water cooled off a bit for a while there, so they went back to some bottom fishing on some of those trips, and still seeing calico bass kind of split between the morning and afternoon. So again, like I said, sometimes the fish counts get boring at this time of the year because it's the same thing over and over. Great fishing, you know, how boring is that? So check the website. C4thLanding.com. You can see all the trips we have up there, half day, full day, those one days, day and a half. And like we said, make those reservations early. Those trips are filling up pretty quick. Definitely keep checking as we fill out trips. Sometimes we'll have a boat hat and we'll add another one on there. It might be running multiple full days, multiple one days. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys out, answer your questions, get you out on the boat. You can always come down, visit us in person at the tackle shop there. Pick up some gear and get out there fishing because there's some really good fishing right now.
Oh, yeah.
Great call, Marcos.
Yeah. And go grab something good to eat at the restaurant next door, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And the guy, I mean, he does a great job over there. So, you know, after you're done catching all those calico bass from half day, you can grab a burrito and head home.
There you go.
Good plan, Marcos. We appreciate it. Great reports. So glad to hear fishing is still hanging tough at C4th, and we'll look forward to hearing another one next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Marcos. Okay, that's going to wrap up our catch port today. Again, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series custom bluefin and yellowfin knives as well from Anza Knives. They're made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details or get the Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing.
And we're giving away an Anza Knife, handmade Anza Knife today to one lucky caller, 833-288-0973. Of course, Dave's duties back on the Padres now on the fan. So we have the boss in there, Adam, covering your phones today. So be nice to Adam. He's the boss. And we'll look forward to taking your calls there. 833-288-0973.
You got it. Let's jump into those phones and talk to John. John's calling us from San Marcos this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was kind of interested that since all the COVID stuff has been so bad, you know, we forgot the art of casting. When I grew up in Santa Monica, we used to have a casting pool, you know, and that's how you get people into fishing is to put something in a ring, right? Teaching them how to put bait out in a good time. And also, it's kind of a competition. At times, it used to be a different sport. What do you guys think?
What's your thought on that, Brian?
Practice makes perfect on that. Yeah. You know, it's the more comfortable you are holding that rod and reel in your hand just through practice, it pays off when they're biting.
That's a good point. Well said.
And I remember the days when Frank, of anchovies, and Frank used to talk about the clothespin.
Oh, yeah.
On the end of the line, right?
Fly lining clothespin.
Yeah, and trying to cast a clothespin and practice.
You know, ever since the clothespin day. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was trying to say that, you know, we're lacking the opportunity to get kids out. It was always a bit of a competition growing up to me to be able to put it in the center ring, right? In the pool. And we don't seem to promote that enough, in my opinion. that's well, some way to get kids and people more involved.
You're right. We'll come out next Saturday at North County Ford and Vista and try your luck getting it in the circle there for our Shimano casting contest.
There you go.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me that, you know, guys, there's guys that practice for that. And they, you see improvements over the previous times that they've come there and stuff like that. And so practice does make perfect when it comes to casting.
There's a golfing, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those live Ford
shows presentation means a lot, right?
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Good point. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Those live Ford shows, like the one that Ken's going to be out of North County Ford, I mean, there it is 100% free to just come and hang out and enjoy the show and talk fishing, and there's usually donuts and cookies and all that kind of stuff. Then during the commercial breaks, tons of free giveaways that will do, you know, AFCO t-shirts and, you know, all kinds of Rapalas and jigs. Yeah, all that stuff totally free. And then, like you had mentioned in the catch board, the casting contest, again, totally free. You step up and make like a 50-foot cast, and if you happen to be one of the winners, again, killer prizes, usually rods and reels and things like that. And then you have a, if you're one of the winners, you have a 1 in 8 chance of winning an 8-day, you know, Maui Jim sunglasses. I mean, huge prize.
$800 pair of Anhydro gear by AFCO.
It's 100% free, and it's fun just to come out, whether you're the, you know, whether you're the casting contest winner. It's just a fun time to come and BS and celebrate fishing like everybody else. But they're awesome. I so encourage everybody to come to those shows. They're a really good time.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, another good time coming up is the used tackle sale. It's a couple weeks from tomorrow. It's Sunday, August 9th. It's going to be at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. This is going to be Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, have been collecting a lot of tackle over the last couple of years, and there are some gems, I can tell you that. I mean, we've had a lot of our listeners donate some very high-end tackle, and this is going to be the tackle sale of all tackle sales. It's going to be Sunday, August 9th, starts at 1 p.m., and, of course, all the money raised is going to be going to take kids fishing.
I feel like I talk about it every week, but I got to say it again. You know, we are one of the drop-off locations if somebody wants to donate gear. I can't begin to tell you how much really good stuff is in there, whether it's somebody who, you know, had a lot of long-range stuff, and now, you know, they're just kind of wanting to focus on shorter trips, and so they donated all their big gear, or maybe somebody retired, or somebody has gear that was left to them, or they just, you know, they had gold Trinidads, and they wanted to upgrade to silver Trinidad. Whatever the scenario is, I can't begin to tell you the amount of tackle that has just come into Fisherman's Landing, and we're just one of a lot of locations where it gets dropped off.
Yeah.
There will be some really good gear. And those guys literally sell it at an extremely attractive price for the buyer.
Yeah.
They're not trying to earn every last cent. They're just trying to get it all sold in one shot, make a great deal to the angler buying, and put some money, you know, to take kids fishing with Captain Rollo's.
No doubt about it. So be sure to mark your calendar and be there Sunday, August 9th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's actually going to be set up right in front of Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, right on the sidewalk there. You'll see it, and it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a big
day. That's cool.
I'm excited. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good. Hills and Ventura is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Hills. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask Brian and Lori, as a, you know, more experienced fisherman than I am, I think a tricky thing is fly lining a bait when you're on a boat with other people and trying not to tangle everybody. I have to admit, too many times I thought my bait was tied out there, and then it was actually around a couple other guys, and it's really embarrassing.
I feel your pain.
But do you sometimes hold your bait back, you know? Because a couple weeks ago, the captain was saying, well, you can feel the thump, thump, thump of the tail, and I thought I felt it, but lo and behold, the thing swam back under the boat and hid out under there. And I'm, you know, do you have any tips on like sports psychologist, you know, how to
do better? You know, what we always tell like the first timers is when you pin a bait on, whether it's nose hook, belly hook, shoulder hook, let it hang 4 feet off your rod tip. And with your left hand, feel the line in front of your reel. And when that sardine or anchovy's wiggling, it's transmitted down the fishing line to your fingertips.
That's a great tip.
Especially today with the advent of Power Pro and pop shots
and
stuff like that.
You could really feel that, and that's kind of what you want to feel. And once again, kudos to all the reel manufacturers. Their free spool is fantastic now. It's you can still, with that Power Pro, like Pete's saying, you can still feel that same sensation when that bait's 50 feet out away from the boat as you did when it's hanging 4 feet from your rod tip before you put it in the water.
And if you don't feel that thump anymore?
Something's wrong. Either you're wound in, bait's dead, or your bait's gone, all of which...
Or you're tangled.
And as far as the tangles, Hills, I go fishing by myself, and I get entangled.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things. It's just you just got to go for it, and tangles are just part of it.
Part of the deal.
You know, it's just you got to do it. If you don't get any tangles, Hills, you're not fishing.
Yeah, for sure.
And I have to add one thing to that. So we did this crew trip during COVID, and I am always intimidated about bait fishing, but I had a chance. The crew was there. I was just picking bait after bait after bait. I got a little better at it. I got a little bit better at picking bait. I got a little bit better at casting it out, and I think it's just because I wasn't intimidated because there was nobody else on the boat, and they were just with me the whole time.
Practicing.
Yeah.
Were they showing you which baits to pick out?
Well, yeah, that I already kind of knew, but to catch it and to how to pin it on, and they showed me. They showed me a lot.
Yeah. Practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's key. Hey, I might add, too, that check out letstalkhookup.com on the front page of the feature photo of the week. It's Hills and his buddies out there with Brandon Hayward on a big one, right, Hills?
Yeah, man, that thing really kicked our butt, man. And it's, how exciting was that? And the young captain from Ventura, I might add, Jake, was amazing. And he just taught us, and he let us do everything. He let us do the kite. You know, he let us put the bait out, and we were watching. He was watching in the gyros to keep the bait splashing, off the kite. It was unbelievable, and then we got bit pretty early on, and he coached us on how to wind. And, man, it's really hard to wind on a fish.
How big was that fish, Harold?
205.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Check out that photo on our website, letstalkhookup.com, the feature photo. And also you might check out, too, while you're there, the article that Arnie from Vista wrote on our 3-day Royal Star trip. Great article and a great trip there on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Check it out. Thanks, Hills.
All right. Hey, want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. And don't forget that amazing poke kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats of the Launch Ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, having a great time this morning, man. Such a lot of fun. Phones have been packed all morning. This is great.
Yeah, indeed. And want to mention a couple of guys that are sponsors of Let's Talk Hookup. Of course, Poway Valley Collision. Now's a really good time to get your car repaired. You know, there's not a lot of cars on the road, probably not a lot of people getting banged up. And the people at Poway Valley Collision, Jim and Mary, just do such an awesome job.
And they're just good people.
They give our listeners such a great deal and honest, straightforward, no messing around. If you have some work that needs to be done on your car, Poway Valley Collision is the place to go. And you know those tile stains on your tile in your pool, you know, Brian, you know, mm-hmm. those tile stains? SanDiegoPoolTileCleaning.com. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. That guy, he's a fisherman and a great guy. They can make that pool look like new. Take all that scum and all that that hard buildup from all the hard water we have here in Southern California, and they basically do a very safe cleaning method and can make your pool tile look like you don't need to replace it. They'll make it look like almost like new. So, and it's very reasonably priced. San Diego Pool Tire Cleaning. I know a lot of our listeners have taken advantage of his great service there. So don't hesitate to call him. They're doing a great job there. San
I'm
Diego.
Sure, my wife's
pool
listening.
Yeah, Viola. Do you have it? Yeah, I bet you have those stains on your pool, right? Yeah, it happens to everyone. So they do a great job. And San Diego Pool Tire Cleaning. Give them a call and get it taken care of. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. Michael in Point Loma is standing by. Michael, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Michael.
I've got a couple questions. One for you, Rick, and one about sinker rigs. Would you advise using a large squid? We're going offshore for a couple of days, and I'm wondering if I should pick up some large squid and put them on a sinker rig for the big bluefin.
What do you think, Brian?
You know, I've heard of them caught on those giant squid for sure. You know, we catch a lot of big yellowfin tuna down the beach on squid, but, you know, we've had live squid before and thinking, oh, I'm really going to get the bluefin on these things. It hasn't been the magic thing like, oh, you need to have it. It seems...
It's another thing that'll work, but not the guarantee.
It's not the candy.
Right.
So you wouldn't bother stopping by Carnage on the way to SCI?
If you put down multiple sinker rigs, it'd be an interesting experiment. Have one with the squid and a couple with mackerel and sardines.
I mean, it is for sure something that they eat, and it is definitely not. I think what Brian's saying is it's definitely not a bad idea. I mean, have they caught a before? Absolutely. Will they catch again? Absolutely. You know, those. A live flying fish on a kite in an area where those bluefin are at, that's one of those things where that is it. That is the candy. But a live sardine and a live mackerel and a live squid, absolutely they'll bite all of those things. I just don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if it has the same draw that a live flyer does squirting around underneath the kite.
Can't beat it.
That's what they want when they don't want to eat it. You know, when they're just breezing and not necessarily in a mode where they're just dying to get a bait, like, that's one of those things that properly presented, they just about can't pass that thing up.
I was thinking about doing that at night to fill those nighttime hours.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, I think it's a great call.
Yeah.
You go.
Give it a try. Isn't it amazing that Zane Gray, 100 years ago, fished live flyers under a kite for
really?
Big bluefin?
In the same exact spot that we're catching
the
them
Catalina
right now.
Channel. Yeah. There's numerous stories about how Zane Gray figured out how to catch these big bluefin.
On a kite.
On a kite with the live flyer.
I know Michael Folks.
Been in line.
I know Michael Folks has been, you know, trying to raise money for that project of doing like a documentary on the history of sport fishing. And he and Doug are real close, and he sent Doug some photos, like just some of the promotional stuff that they're doing. And there is a picture, like Brent, it's 100 years ago of the guy in a suit,
ago.
You know, the suit,
suit
with
yeah.
like the
tie.
You know, with the cap and the tie, and he's holding a rigged flying fish, and the you know, and the boatmate is holding a kite. You know, I mean, it's 100 years ago,
I
and it's exactly
that.
The same thing.
Same
we're
deal.
Doing in the same water,
just a little different tackle.
Can you imagine
a
split bamboo
yeah.
and big giant. It's so cool. I dig it.
Okay.
Appreciate. Well, all I can say is I sure don't think it's a bad call. And man, do it. Put that live squid on a sinker, and man, let us know. Let us
call
know about
the
big 150 pounder you catch with it.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I've got one more question for Rick.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. You mentioned hooking the bait through the tip of the jaw up.
Right.
Does the bait last as long that way as opposed to hooking through the nose?
I think that it lasts plenty long enough to fish through a sinker rig, you know, cycle. I don't know that it, you know, I don't know that it'll last on a kite for multiple hours, but it certainly lasts, you know, going from the bottom jaw through the top, at least for me, you know, the experience that I've had, it lasts as long as it would be appropriately fished.
Long
know?
Enough, Brian?
It's back in my time when guys went in on the slide for albacore fishing with the shiny torpedo sinkers. With anchovies, you had to hook from the lower jaw up through the nose. Otherwise, if you hooked it crossways through the nose, the mouth would open and it would not look good.
Yeah.
So it's
so that's a good call.
Yeah. Long enough.
Lorian remembers those days, right?
Yeah. I do.
How old were you when you started fishing, Lori?
I don't know. My dad used to take us on the San Diego when we were kids.
Really? With Captain Bob Williams?
Yes.
Yeah? Right.
I love Bob.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Michael.
How about we jump right back in and talk to Kevin? He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. And also perfect timing. I don't know how he did it, but finally got a big boy trip and going on the Angler for a 7-day in September on Ken's trip. And I just want to thank Lori for all the assistance on I don't know how she got us on, but we did, and hopefully it's going to be a trip of a lifetime. Hey, my question is kind of a tackle. My question is a tackle question. You know, me and my bud bought this big roller tackle box, and trying to go off the recommendations that you guys put on the website for tackle, but we went up and visited Ken and Wes at the shop, and Ken showed me this little brown box, and he says, this is all I take, hooks and fluoro. So just trying to get an idea, should I wait a little bit before the trip to kind of load up on gear and just go on that? But thanks for that, and we're looking forward to the trip in September.
Recommendations, Kevin, that we have on the website, it's a general.
Yeah.
Kind of covering everything. As we get close to the trip, you know, Ken is super, super finger on the pulse of what's going on. As we get close to the trip, I guarantee you can go into the shop and talk to Wes and Ken and the guys, and they could streamline that tackle recommendation list onto what you're actually going to need on the trip. We talk about the old tackle box days, the Royal Polaris, you know, huge coffins full of tackle.
16 rods.
I think now with the information that's available on social media and how good Ken and the guys and Rick in the shop are, they streamline the essentials, and it's they narrow it down to what you actually need and what's not going to take up space.
I think back to exactly what Lori was saying earlier, and we try to give people the same thing. When they're calling in January for their trip in August, we say the same thing. Just wait until it comes close. You have to think about what the boat tackle recommendations are. It has to be on the website because that's something everybody's excited and doing their own research. But an 8-day in July, it might be fishing for big yellowtail on the coast, or it might be fishing for big bluefin offshore, or you might be fishing for wahoo. Yeah.
Wahoo.
And so the tackle recommendation has all of those things in it. But if you're buying your tackle 2 weeks out, we know, you know, you're more than likely going to be fishing for this, this, and that. So you just need tackle for those things.
And Ken is a wealth of information.
Yeah.
I mean, Ken is just, yeah.
And you know, you mentioned Guadalupe, Brian. That's a good example. Last year with that smaller bait, that's the small circle hook was the key, right? And if you got on the boat and you didn't go into the tackle shop and find out, you were maybe shorthanded. It's like you had to borrow some hooks from your friend, right? But that was the key to getting bit on that stuff, right?
Yes, and that small bait last year, it really taught people we appreciate this
serious
year's bait. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it taught you how to cast and presentation and all that. You know, that Guadalupe thing, you know, we already have our permits.
You do.
And, you know, Lori talks to our agent full speed, and they're, what do you call it?
They're in orange right now.
Yeah, so it's no longer red, it's in orange, and so we're hoping that we're going to get the green light here sooner than later.
Okay. Well, they were talking about in Northern Baja the opening up in August 21st. Is it possible that it could be before that?
According to our broker, we'll just see what happens, if we could do some type of electronic check-in.
That'd be
okay.
Great. So, yeah. The going back to all that stuff, like you were talking about Guadalupe, you need, for the most part, you need some hooks and some fluorocarbon.
Exactly.
And you know, if you got that big roller tray, you can probably not bring, you know, your tray full of Wahoo bombs and Marauders and all those things that might weigh you down. I mean, you can do that trip with not a lot of gear.
Indeed.
Does Ken even have a tackle box? He comes down, he's wearing his flip-flops. I don't ever see a rod in his hand or a tackle box.
His box is about the size of a loaf of bread.
I'll tell you the other thing about buying at a shop like Ken's, and I feel the same way about ours and all the really good ones, is you could go online and you could read everybody's accounts of all the fishing they did on a trip, and you could come up with a reason to buy every piece of gear out there, Wahoo and Big Tuna and Small Tuna, all these things. But if you go into a shop like Ken's, he's going to sell you what you need. You're going to spend so much less money going to a guy that knows exactly what it's going to take. You'll be better outfitted with the right stuff, and you'll have bought a lot less. You know, you're only going to buy what you need, and not all the extras that, you know, everybody
that's
has
key.
Accounted over the years.
That's key.
Good shops like that are just invaluable.
That's when you know you're in a good shop, because I hear the same story about your shop, Ricky, Taka's, Bob Sands, all these places where the customer's like going through the aisles and like, has his, you know, his cart full of stuff, and he goes up, and they go, no, you don't need this, you don't need this, you don't need that, put this back.
Yeah.
I remember the days when Taka used to come in and be on the show and with Frank,
mm-hmm.
and he used to say, oh, yeah, you come in, and it's like all the time I tell people, don't buy that, don't buy this,
don't buy that.
I go, wait a minute, you're in the tackle business, man. You're supposed to be selling tackle, right?
But you're going to earn a customer for a lifetime if you, you know... Let's not worry about spending all the money here. Put the money towards this. You know, you know, instead of buying all this extra stuff.
Buy that Talica reel instead of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, if we can save you a couple $100 and be honest with the guy, you'll have him a customer for a lifetime. If you sell a guy a bunch of stuff, you might put extra money in your register that one day, but that guy's going to trust you for a lifetime. And you know, he knows that you're never going to upsell him. So the time that he comes in and you tell him, like, look, man, I know that you had your sight set on spending $300 for this reel. It really is worth it for you to spend $600 on that reel. They know you're not just trying to sell it to them. They know that you're giving them the straight dope.
That's indeed. A golden rule.
Yes, indeed, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Thayer in San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Good. Can you hear me well enough? I'm on a speaker.
We hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Outstanding. Hey, first-time caller, thank you guys for being there. I appreciate it. I had an open question in regards to using a flat fall. We're running a private boat, and kind of confused on whether to present that thing upswell or throw it downswell. And then what's the pickup like when the fish hits it?
Brian?
Depends upon the wind conditions. If it's windy and the boat's drifting fast, definitely you're casting downswell because the majority of your bites are on the fall.
Okay.
So what's going to happen when you get a bite?
Thunk.
You're just going to feel a thunk. It's going to stop?
As it's sinking, you're monitoring the sink. And when you feel a thunk, or if it stops sinking, put it in gear and start winding because you got one. You did not hit the bottom. And it's one of those gigs. It's no hook set. The most important thing is putting it in gear and turning that handle.
Because where you're fishing this fish, it's thousands of feet deep. You're not going to hit the bottom.
Not going to hit the bottom.
You know, so
that's
often
right.
People go, well, how deep is it here? It's like way deep, right?
Okay, so
you're going to make so many casts there and not get a bite that if you're monitoring the sink, you're going to notice that something's different. Put it in gear and start winding. It's free to do it.
Yeah.
The bite can be oddly not violent or extreme, even on a big fish. I mean, a 200-pounder, your mind always just goes to that thing eating a live tuna and ripping line off the reel and crazy and hang on. But a lot of times, I mean, it's just a thunk, like just a little shake, especially if the thing's eating it swimming up to the surface, like
there
Brian was talking
That's
about.
That's what I was just thinking.
Lure's going down, and the fish is coming up and eats it, and all of a sudden, maybe you feel a little tick, and your line just kind of goes slack, because now it's not sinking, it's going forward. And
just something that's different.
Yeah, something's different. And that's when you said the people that fish freshwater bass, green bass, they have that feel, because that's what the feel is when you catch a bass, right?
Fishing is all fingertips.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
having the touch. Even fishing calicos with twin tails and stuff like that.
It's very similar.
You hit them on the fall and at times, and they just almost jerk the rod out of your hands. Sometimes it's just endless. Okay, quit falling. You better start cranking. So.
Very similar.
And if that lure, because they do kind of dart as they're sinking. So if it tricks you up and you think that you maybe had a bite and you didn't, you put the reel in the gear and you turn the handle, nothing bad comes of that. You know what I mean? So you just pick up the reel, put it back out of gear. You know what I mean? There's never a negative to, if you thought something was all right, just put the thing into gear and turn the handle 10 times, and you're either going to come tight or not, and then just kick it back out of gear and let it get right back to falling.
It's like the old line, swings are free, right?
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey, thanks
it's like
off
jewelry.
Thanks
jewelry, right? Trying it on free. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it very much. All right, how about we jump right back into him, talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual. You know, many times on this show, Rick, I've mentioned how great of a long-range fleet we have, 13 days all the way down to one day, half day, and just a great pick of boats. But that American Angler, which I used to take my five-day for a few years in a row, was number one on my list, starting in the office with Lori. There are no problems in that office. There are just solutions with that girl. And
hi, Jim.
As you heard in the show earlier, she's been around the business long enough to handle all those situations. And, of course, Brian and Ray Lopez, I think Ray was pretty much weaned on the American Angler. And Brian, of course, we all know what a great skipper he is. And, maybe you might be able to mention how many, and I hate to call them deckhands. I would rather call them deck workers because on the Angler especially, they all had their skipper license. They were working the deck, but they all had their skipper license. And Brian or Lori, maybe you can tell us how many of your deck workers went on to own or run boats now, because I know I've met quite a few of them, and there are quite a few. But, I've been on many a trip with that Spectra, seen 5 to 7 rods tangled, and seen Taro or Cameron, somebody jump in there, somebody go, oh, just cut my line. Oh, no. They get that stuff and straighten it all out. Unbelievable. Unbelievable workers. On that boat.
Yeah, you
but
look
anyway,
at the fleet like Taro and Cameron. They all were on the American Angler.
I just wanted to say, Jim, that as soon as you asked that, like how many of the guys have kind of whatever you would call it, graduated or anything, both Brian and Lori both had big smiles on their face because it's it's a high, high percentage of people when they leave the boat, they're going to do their career that they're going to have for the rest of their life.
Yeah, you know, not only that, we have them became lawyers, offshore tug guys, just, you know, successes in life. Yeah. And that's been our policy all along. It's like we get kids come on the boat, and if they give us a couple, 3 years, and if they want to elevate themselves, I'll personally help them get a job. I'll call Don Hansen, Don Brockman. Hey, you got to hire this kid. Yeah, he's
the right one.
He's fantastic. If they go parallel, you can forget about it. But as long as these kids elevate themselves, that's what we're here. You know, I worked for Frank for 10 years of my life, and he helped me learn the basics and all that I still use today, him and Steve Loomis. And so that's kind of our gig on the American Angler. It's just we want to help educate these kids, make them not only a better fisherman captain, but just a better person.
Yeah.
And cool. And help elevate. And, you know, I hate to make a pitch, but we're kind of looking for a kid right now, looking for a good kid to,
to fit
to fit that profile, you know, because we do have a
job
what
would make,
available.
You have a job on the American Angler,
yes.
Available. So what would be the ideal candidate?
A young kid that's open-minded.
Like how young?
18 to 25 years old.
Uh-huh.
Seems very impressionable.
Yeah.
With an open mind. We have excellent kids that they would be working alongside with.
They all get along really well.
And, you know, our deal is to educate, you know, just not to, hey, go clean the heads, this and that, but it's just to educate and the whole philosophy of just becoming a better person, because we're fortunate to have guys like Jim and people that are success in lives coming on the boat every trip. We have 24 people that are successful professionally or whatever they do, and the amount of knowledge that people possess, and they want they see a good, hard-working young kid, they want to pass it along. Like, you want to pass on tips you've learned in your life, Pete,
sure.
Rick? It's the same thing goes with our customers.
You were an impressionable kid that worked on the Royal Polaris that sat down and had dinner with a guy who was a doctor and a lawyer or a professional construction worker, whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter what the job title is. These are people that were able to be successful enough to come on a big fishing trip, and it's and especially on your boat, like the family
Rocky
and togetherness Tony. Atmosphere is so good that, you know, you're getting their life lessons and working with guys like yourself and Ray. And
you know, for me and Tim Ekstrom and, you know, Dave Ikeda, a lot of these guys that work for Milt Shed was huge. You know, Frank would have us up all night making bait, making cabitos. Milt would take us aside and said, boys, what are you doing with your money?
Wow.
What are you investing in? And he would give us his number to his financial advisor, and Milt would say, hey, these boys, you know, they're small time, but help them out. And
yeah.
So Milt helped us start investing and saving our money when we were 21 years old.
Wow,
and
that's huge.
And,
game changer.
Oh, it was huge.
Yeah.
You know, and here's Milt Shed.
Yeah.
You know, spreading his knowledge
yeah,
with
SeaWorld.
Us. We're 21 years old. You
wow.
know, and it...
What a great story that is. And so if this candidate, if somebody's listening and says, or they have know somebody that fits this profile and wants this phenomenal opportunity, which is an unbelievable opportunity to work for one of the finest operations, would they just call Lori in the office
yeah,
and go,
call
hey.
Call or email Lori.
Yeah, and call
Absolutely.
Or email. How do they get a hold of you, Lori?
Anyway, call, text, email.
Yeah, what's the phone?
619-223-5414.
And what's the email?
office@americanangler sportfishing.com.
All right.
I got to tell the real quick story that I loved hearing Bri talk about, that, you know, you've hired guys in the past that when you weren't looking for a gig and it was a kid that would come down to the boat with a pair of slickers on and just help the guys unload after a six-day trip. And he'd say, hey, man, I really appreciate it, but we don't have a spot right now. That's okay. And then show up again the next weekend and show, you know, I mean, like the all good, just remember me when I'm around kind of thing, and like the old school way of doing those things. And
yeah, now Andrew owns the Pacifica.
Yeah.
Him and Allie
How cool
are.
Is that?
Yeah.
And I'm smiling because yesterday Andrew sent me a picture of his kids, Delilah and Donovan, sitting on the rail of the Pacifica, both wearing little extra tufts. And Donovan was wearing this Woody outfit, the Disney Woody. And so he just sent that to me yesterday. So.
But you're saying that was Andrew. He showed up to the boat to help.
Andrew's going to be on the show in a couple weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, we're looking forward to having him. Andrew from the Pacifica over at Seaforth there. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's try and sneak in another one.
You got it. How about Dan calling us all the way from Castle Rock, Colorado? Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Great show. I know I don't have much time, but I echo the sentiments of the last caller. Last couple of years, I've done the 8-day trip with Danny Kadota and group. And I want to thank Lori this year for all the effort getting that trip off the docks. And I think we were the first trip, correct, Lori, to get away?
It was the first trip. That wasn't me. That was Ken Frankie. But, yeah, it was. That was the first trip that got out. That was crazy. We didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah, and we had great fishing down on the bank at Alejos. I think we caught all the yellows we needed for the whole trip in about 5 hours. Nice. That was amazing. And then got limits of bluefin. So it was a great trip. But I just wanted to pass along one tip. I think you had a caller a couple of weeks ago ask about sinker rig fishing. And one of the ways, I mean, I got all my fish on the slow retrieve and low speed. So I just wanted to pass that along on a very slow wind up, you know, I'd say from 300 feet. And I'd mark the spectra with a Sharpie so you can kind of see how deep you are. And then a really slow wind up was very
that's
successful.
Great. That spectra mark, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Guys that take the time to mark their spectra before they come out at 100-foot increments helps.
Totally.
Point of reference.
Yeah. Cool thing is now Power Pro has a new one, a new Depth Hunter Power Pro that's marked every 100 feet. How about that, huh? Yeah, they just introduced it at ICAST, so that's something good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and about 30 seconds left for Elizabeth in Carlsbad. You have a quick question, Elizabeth?
Yes, I just wanted to call and say thank you. I had a great time, went on my first 3-day about, has it been 2 weeks now? And I just want to say, Ray, Josh, Nick, Brad, and the rest of the crew were amazing. They made me feel right at home. And I didn't feel like I was getting in anybody's way. So thank you. And, Lori, you're awesome.
Elizabeth, I was so happy you went fishing. How many years have you been buying Joe gift certificates? And then all of a sudden, Elizabeth is coming fishing. After you,
I know,
you beat
it was
that.
So much
yeah.
Are you hooked now, Elizabeth? You going again?
I will probably go again. Sometimes.
Yeah, all right. Very good.
That's awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot
thanks,
for the
Elizabeth.
Phone call this morning.
Hey, when we
all
come
right,
back, thank you. We're going to find out what lucky angler's got himself a brand new Anza fillet knife. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll-on vessels 23 to 30 feet with a fresh new look. The Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need.
They offer half-day and three-quarter day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of that handmade Anza fillet knife is going to Thayer in San Diego. Congratulations. You are going to love that knife. There is nothing better.
All right, indeed, and thanks for being a first-time caller with us, and we always encourage all of our callers, and thank you all out there for the support. And thank you, Captain Brian and Lori. Of course, the big question, are there actually spots on the American Angler this year where we can go fishing?
There are.
So there are.
Well, there's a couple of 7 days in August, one on August 6th and one on August 13th that have some spots.
Really?
Good time,
wow.
Too.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. And then what about the fall?
Fall's pretty buttoned up, but, you know, things are very fluid right now with our current situation. So always call, always email, always text because it changes
Get on a wait list.
The time.
That was a quick note that I wrote that we just never got to say that I want to talk about is you somehow work magic with the wait list. We've had so many of our customers just say, I wanted to go on this trip so bad. It was totally full, and I was on the way. So I got a call from Lori. I'm going. Like, it just seems like we hear that story all the time that you somehow make a miracle happen.
No. It's just timing. It's just timing. Somebody calls, and I pick the phone right up.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate
all
that
you
do. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the phone number?
American Angler, 619-223-5414, office at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
All right.
Thanks, Pete.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right. What a great show. Thanks to Adam in the fan studio there. And, of course, Adam, our great guy on the app. He is just such awesome guy doing the work on the app there. We sure appreciate both Adams and what they do there. And we appreciate you out there. And we'll be back for more tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right here from the world headquarters. Dale Hightower from Seaguar Fluorocarbon and more will be here talking fluorocarbon, fishing, and more. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here, 7 to 9 a.m., on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.